It's been 7 weeks since Sandy struck the East Coast, and some area residents are still trying to shake their storm memories. Here's how Barry Ingram of Ortley Beach, New Jersey, remembers it.
This door shut, boom, and the house was going like this. Boom, 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 boom. And there was stuff in the basement hitting the pipes like a submarine going boom, 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 boom. Pitch black out, wind out.
Ingram's house is less than a block from the ocean. His town, like several at the shore, still lacks power, water, and sewer systems. As residents focus on cleanup, Governor Chris Christie has moved headlong into rebuilding the shore by summer. Part of his plan is to erect protective dunes along the coastline, but he's run into opposition. WNYC's Janet Babin takes us to some towns along the Jersey Shore, both with and without the dune replenishment, to see how they fared. She starts at Barry Ingram's house in Ortley Beach.
It's more than a month out, and Barry and Ileana Ingram are still shoveling out from Sandy.
Ooh, it's all bricks in there.
Their narrow yard looks like a sandbox. Inside, the storm swamped the basement and first floor with 9 feet of water.
Then the water came here, took the couch, filled here.
The floors are ripped out, the fixtures and furniture ruined. A few doors down, though, it's even worse. Neighbors sift through the rubble and look at holes where their homes used to be.
My Christmas placemats, not worth anything now.
Just a few towns over on Midway Beach, damage to most homes was minimal. To see why, I hop onto a dune buggy with Dominic Salazzo.
Okay, I'm in.
Salazzo is part of the local Midway Condo Association. We head to the beach where the community's been planting on and building up their sand dunes for several years.
Okay, this is a good example of what we're doing here.
Even after Sandy, they're tall, yeah. More than 12 feet high. Salazzo shows me the dune repairs the community's done since the storm.
We've actually put a lot of time and energy into managing the dunes to protect us from this specific type of catastrophe.
In many coastal towns, the lesson of Sandy is clear. Big dunes protect homes from a storm surge better than small ones. That's why Governor Christie wants to re-engineer the dunes along the coastline with help from the federal government. But he might have to do it over the objections of some oceanfront residents. Some balk at signing so-called easements, legal documents that would hand over a portion of their land to the government to build the bigger dunes.
We had municipalities who were offered this assistance, and residents refused to sign the easement because they didn't want it to block their view. Well, they have to worry about that now. They got no house.
Nowhere is the dune debate more intense than on the tony shores of Long Beach Island. A dune engineering project on the 18-mile strip got approval several years ago. But to do it, every oceanfront homeowner has to agree to sign over a portion of their beachfront to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. In Long Beach Township alone, about a quarter of the town's 470 oceanfront residents are holding up the project by not signing these easements. Dorothy Jedzniak fears that if she does turn over some of her land to the government, they could build something in front of her house.
If we did sign it, we give up our land. Assignment means that your local politicians could assign a walkaway, toilets, whatever.
Jedzniak wants the easement's wording changed, but Long Beach Township Mayor Joe Mancini says the language is standard and only allows the Army Corps to do one thing, build sand dunes.
They have a problem with the language. That's because they either are incapable of reading or incapable of understanding. You show me where they're allowed to do anything other than putting sand on the dune.
Mayor Mancini has so far avoided paying residents for their land. That's what governments are usually required to do when they take private land for public use. And that's exactly what Attorney Kenneth Porro says has to happen if government wants bigger dunes along the Jersey Shore. He represents some Long Beach Island homeowners who have refused to sign easements.
Take out the word dune and put in the word park, put in the word street. These are all public purposes where government has the power to take private property, but again, must pay just compensation.
Some towns on Long Beach Island have paid oceanfront owners in exchange for easements. One family went to court and received a $375,000 payment in exchange for signing. But that decision is now before New Jersey's Supreme Court and could be overturned, especially if the court considers that some beach residents who did agree to sign the documents suffered less property damage after Sandy because of the government's dune building project. Professor Paula Franzese teaches property law at Seton Hall Law School.
The private property owners affected adversely by government's dune building are also reaping a benefit because of government's dune building.
That benefit will cost taxpayers billions of dollars, and some say on barrier islands, it might not even work.
These are islands that move. They have always moved for the last 10,000 years. They've been rolling toward the mainland, and that's going to continue.
Professor Jim Frazier in the Department of Fish and Wildlife at Virginia Tech says dune replenishment only lasts for a couple of years, then has to be redone.
So all it's going to do is mean that we have to continually pump sand on there, and that, you know, it creates other problems.
Like the environmental impacts of removing so much sand from the sea. Also, Frazier cites one study that looked at beach replenishment costs in New Jersey, North and South Carolina, and Florida over 10 years. And the price tag was around $4 billion. Back in Long Beach Township after Sandy, Mayor Mancini's moving ahead with local efforts at dune replenishment. Dorothy Jedziniak, who wouldn't sign the easement, shows me where town employees have cleared away sand from the dune in front of her house, leaving a big gully. She says it's like a scarlet letter.
Everyone that walks the beach, oh, there's the Jedzianiaks. Those are the ones that won't sign, that are exposing us to danger.
Because if another storm comes along before dunes are rebuilt, officials say damage from that storm surge could really be dangerous. With millions of homes, plus a $35 billion tourism economy at risk, the state will have to balance the rights of private property owners like Jedziniak with the larger goal to rebuild the Jersey Shore. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.